Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
I have never been a big fan of vermouth until this past week when I discovered the Perucci Spanish vermouth. It was a beautiful white wine, especially the white wine vermouth. I enjoyed very much. It wasn't like any vermouth I had ever tasted. It was almost like an herb-intensified white wine.
This particular vermouth was created in 1876 by Augustus Perucci. We're familiar with other labels like Martini and Rossi, Cinzano, and this is not the same animal. Actually, I thought that this vermouth Perucci was a little bit closer to something like Lillet, which is made in Bordeaux, and that's also wine and what they call wine liquors. I don't exactly know what that means, mixed with plants and herbs and roots. The Perucci listed what was in it, and I thought that was pretty cool. It's chamomile, ginger, lemon verbena, cinnamon, mint, and orange blossom.
Well, I have to tell you, it all adds up to an incredibly nice, refreshing cocktail. I tried mixing this with some soda water and a little bit of lemon, and it was delicious. And I went to Grand Cru and asked Nelson Carey, the owner, to make me a drink with it. And his idea was to mix it with a bit of cava, which I thought was inspired, and some orange. And it was absolutely fabulous. It's only 15% alcohol. It's a perfect light holiday drink.
Well, and the fun thing, too, is that the grapes that are used to make vermouth are sort of just the basic grapes. It could be Picpoul. We know of Picpoul du Pinay. It could be Clairette. It could be Vermentino, which is maybe a little bit a step above. But really, these are not special grapes, but yet put together with these botanicals, they make a very special product.
I enjoyed this very much. It also came in a beautifully attractive bottle. It was the Perucci Spanish vermouth, and they've been doing it since 1876. It's $20 a bottle, available in either red or white. I've much more preferred the white for a cocktail, and I think the red might make a hell of a martini.
So what are you calling your new cocktail?
This is the mystery. It needs a name. Yeah, so if our listeners would like to name the Perucci Vermouth Winter of 2013 cocktail, you can find us at WBJC.com and just send us a comment. It's a great drink. It just needs a name.
I can't wait to see what everyone suggests.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.